100.7 WHUD. Happy Monday, Mike and Casey in the morning. Chicago with an early Valentine there. The time, 8:46.
All right, they had a lot of hits. They've sold 15 million records worldwide with hits like You and Me, First Time, Whatever It Takes, All In, Hanging by a Moment. The LA group Lifehouse performs at Ridgefield Playhouse on Friday, February 14th. At 8 o'clock with a 6:30 cocktail reception. It's a fundraiser for Ridgefield Playhouse. We got a chance to talk to bassist Bryce Soderberg and drummer Rick Wolsenholm about playing on Valentine's Day.
Ricky's the romantic. He's been married for how long?
14. I better have this right, but 14 years?
Yeah, you better have it right.
Yeah. Well, on the radio, I better not mess that up. But yeah, I mean, it being Lifehouse, having, I guess, one of the biggest wedding songs of, I don't remember what year that was, but yeah, I guess it's probably a special night then.
Writing love songs, where did the inspiration for that come from? What was that all about?
Bryce, you might want to take I guess it definitely would be coming from Jason. I mean, I know the song You and Me specifically, he basically wrote that song, and that's how he proposed to his wife, was literally he sang that song to her, and that was long before it was ever recorded and released to the radio airwaves. But yeah, I guess it's whatever he gets inspired by and pops something up that people tend to relate to it. So I guess we get lucky being the band members.
We didn't intend to have a couple of wedding songs. We have another song called Everything that's also been interpreted as a wedding song too. So when You and Me was first written, we thought it was going to be a big prom song, but it wound up being in, we were on Smallville, it was a big prom song too, but yeah, a lot of weddings.
Fantastic. Now, are you guys working on new music at this time?
There's some stuff in the works right now. We have some plans. This year actually, it's 2020. It's our 20-year anniversary. So we're talking about releasing some music at some point, but we haven't really announced anything yet.
Well, now would be a good time.
There's some stuff in the works right now.
Congratulations on your 20th anniversary. What would you say is at the heart of Lifehouse? What's your core message in music?
I think our lyrics are up for interpretation. Obviously, Jason's voice is a keystone to our sound, and the lyrics that he's written, they're very interpretive. We have a lot of spiritual lyrics. We have a lot of songs that are, you know, obviously romantic, but you know, our fans have stuck around with us for such a long time. We're grateful for what we have, and that we're still doing this after 20 years. It's such an amazing thing to be able to make music for a living after 20 years.
And Rick, as the drummer, you're still keeping the proper time, I hope.
I hope so as well. That would be really really sketchy if I wasn't.
All right, there you go. So Bryce and Rick and the lead singer-songwriter Jason Wade will all be there, Lifehouse, on Friday night, February 14th, Valentine's Day at Ridgefield Playhouse.
And caller 7, you get 2 tickets to the concert, and also you get invited to a champagne and dessert pre-party, 6:30, at Ridgefield.
Concert's at 8, so if you just want to show up for the concert, that's okay too. But 2 tickets to the show. Right now, Ridgefield Playhouse on Valentine's Day the 14th. Caller number 7, 1-877-274-9483.